B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mania We're in the Room Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so for 4th of July, a lot of people do some barbecuing, some hot dogs. Some people smoke some pork butts. We're going to be doing our own version of this. It is called Butt Barbecue.
Manny is in the studio right now in his boxer briefs, and he's got a belt on with a piece of sausage dangling from the back.
I just walked over to Power and asked if they wanted to have any of my sausage. And they were like, what are you all up to? They go, is that why Nicole's dog is here? And I just remember, keep Finley away from me. I got sausage hanging from my butt.
Yeah. We also have a Foreman grill here in the studio. And Manny is going to attempt to grill this sausage.
Real quick, can you just please explain to everyone? Because
sure.
A lot of people are heading into work today to do their job. And
right now, Manny is shirtless down to his boxers.
I didn't want my shirt to get burned, so I took it off.
And dangling from a belt wrapped around his boxers is a sausage. He is going to try to set the sausage.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
With his butt on the grill.
We're eating.
Without burning yourself. I don't know if you're going to accomplish that.
And he's going to barbecue the sausage with his butt.
And this came up because you guys, you're probably going to work. You have meetings. You have to pitch ideas at your job. You got to come up with a plan. And this came up. This was a plan that we came up with in like March.
Yeah,
we're like, hey, for 4th of July, you know it would be funny.
Well, it's a barbecue with our butts.
Here we go. Are you guys ready for your? Now you have to eat it when I'm done cooking it.
No.
Yes. Is that wireless microphone working, Lorraine?
It's on.
Okay.
Check,
good.
Check.
All right. Here we go. All right. Go turn the music down for us, Nicole, and let's let Manny sit down on the meat.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Okay. Manny has squatted down.
Dude, it's hot.
Okay, oh my gosh. Okay, so the meat has made contact with the George Foreman, and he's about a centimeter away from burning yourself.
The heat is so close to my butt, I feel it.
I can feel the heat, and I'm just standing beside it.
We're not getting the sizzle sound I thought we would get.
It's a little there. I mean, it's not much at all. It's like we need something pressing down on the meat to really get it going.
Oh, like my butt?
I mean... It's.
I mean, are you going to flip it? Whoa!
Well, yeah, we're going to eat this.
You can't flip it. Yeah, it hasn't even been on long enough.
How close am I to the grill, Lorraine?
You're pretty close.
Can I go closer?
You can go.
You can if you want to get burned.
So now the meat is cooking. Manny is hovered over the grill with his butt and a sausage cooking the meat.
Hey, Roy, Google how long it takes before we have to flip it.
What is this thing called? What is it called?
It's I don't know. It's like a U-shaped sausage.
Okay.
And
it's
my
like kielbasa. By the way, Manny usually has gas. Please don't toot.
I won't toot.
Okay.
No, we're going to eat this meat. I'm not going to toot.
I was more, yeah.
Lorraine was
standing back here. I don't want to ingest anything.
If you're just joining us, my butt is hovering above a George Foreman-like grill, and I have meat hanging from my belt, and we're having a butt barbecue, y'all.
Okay, so it says it takes about...
what are you doing?
See if it needed to be flipped.
I felt my butt. I thought she was going to, like, burn me.
Oh, well, I have some bad news.
What?
It takes a while.
It takes 15 minutes, and you constantly have to churn the meat.
All right. Well, we can do that. I'll get up, and I'll turn it here.
Yeah, let's flip it.
All right, so Manny is standing back up.
Ooh, that felt good on my butt to not be so close to the heat. Don't pull me, Lorraine.
All right, did you flip?
Yeah.
Yes. Nicole. Well, what do you think of all this? Is this ridiculous, or is this really how we celebrate the 4th here on the show?
I don't think you want me to ask me.
Hey, you know like how sometimes they pour water on the grill to cause steam?
Oh, yeah, do that.
You want to do that? Okay,
yeah,
hang on.
Here.
Hang on.
Guys!
Yeah, pour some water on there.
But be careful, it's electric.
That will help it cook faster. Put the microphone near it. Put the microphone near it, and then put some... Oh,
now we're getting somewhere. Oh, there's steam now in the studio.
Smoke it up, baby. Let's grill.
Butt Barbecue USA. This is what America's all about.
Okay.
All right. I guess let's do a song. We'll come back. We'll flip the kielbasa, the sausage, and we'll just...
What happened?
It's so hot. Oh, that made it hot, Lorraine. Stop pouring water on it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to be back. Give us 5 minutes. It is a butt barbecue. Manny is currently...
Oh, stop pushing me!
Pushed with a butt and a sausage trying to cook some meat. We'll be back in five. Don't go anywhere. For 4th of July, it is time for butt barbecue. Manny stripped down practically in the nude, by the way.
And you're welcome, everybody.
Yep, that's a gift to America. And we have Manny right now with a sausage on his butt. And he is and he's cooking the sausage.
You know what Lauren did during the song?
What's that?
She tied it higher, so I have to be closer to the grill. The sausage is shaped like a U.
Okay.
And I have a metal, like, picture hanging wire in the middle of it. And she brought it higher up to my butt so that I have to get lower to the grill to cook it.
Well, you can tell now the fat has really started to come out of the sausage because you can really hear the grill.
Oh, I have a sausage, yeah. I was going to be like, easy, Roy.
Out of your legs.
Yeah, the fat's really coming out of Manny's butt now. Y'all, I'm starting to sweat. I'm not joking.
Yeah. I was standing next to the grill and it's hot.
Do you hear that?
Oh, yeah, we hear it.
Can you hear it cooking?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get the microphone right up and close.
I am.
It's... so close.
It must not have been hot enough before when we first put it on.
Ooh.
Sit down a little on it.
Sit down on it? What do you mean, sit down?
He's
going to
have
it.
Grill marks on his thighs.
It smells so good in here, too.
So close. Oh,
Manny right now is hovering over a grill,
hot.
Cooking
my back is
a
sweating.
Sausage.
Ew, don't get the sweat on the sausage.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. There's going to be sweat going all over the sausage.
Eat your heart out, Guy Fieri.
Oh.
Ah. Oh, Trisha Yearwood, I saw her do this.
On the cooking show?
Yeah. God would be proud.
Oh, my God. Feel how hot my butt is, Lauren.
Oh, my God, it is hot.
Oh,
You know what we didn't count for? How long it takes.
The metal piece of string, too, that is conducting heat up his back.
Yeah, so how this is connected to Manny's butt is through a metal string through a belt. And that probably wasn't the best decision, but Manny currently
smell it though. It's cooking.
Oh yeah, it smells great.
I gotta come up.
No, wait, you can't come up.
It's so hot.
It's not gonna cook.
I don't care about the meat at this point. What about my butt?
But I'm not gonna eat it raw. Sit back down. Oh man.
Oh, you hear it? It's grilling.
Oh, that is so funny.
I think we gotta flip it.
Lauren's flipping it.
Okay.
She's flipping my sausage. If you're just joining us, we're doing a butt barbecue. I have a belt on. I have a string, a metal string hanging from my belt with a U-shaped sausage.
What are you doing, Lauren?
I love that every single time I move it, Manny's like,
so hot.
So dramatic.
It smells so good in here, too. I can't wait.
My butt is directly over the sausage and over the grill. How many inches do you think are between me, my butt, and the grill?
Oh, I don't even think it's an inch.
Maybe an inch.
Yeah, I mean,
playing with just centimeters.
You're practically sitting on a grill right now.
Oh, it's cracking, though. It is. I just flipped it, and the meat is cracking.
It sounds great.
USA! USA! USA!
USA!
Happy 4th of July!
Yeah! In what other country can you do this? Grill barbecue with your butt.
I know a lot of other countries where they do this to people who are prisoners, and there's no meat in between the grill and the butt.
Oh, man.
I hate to admit this, but it smells good.
All right, so we just got to wait like 7 more minutes for to cook, and then I think we're done.
All right, the butt barbecue. Should we let listeners come up and eat it?
No, there's not that much. I'm going to eat a good bit of it.
You're going to have to sign like a release.
We had them sign a triple release.
Yeah. Right. Dirty bad enough, I got sweat pouring down your back towards the meat.
Is glistening.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another song. And then
when we come back, I guess we'll be eating some sausage.
Yeah, we should be eating some sausage, and we got a lot more to talk about. Oh, you know what we need to get into? Why you are afraid of fireworks. I know a lot of people are afraid of fireworks.
Yeah.
Because of like some sort of a mishap or, you know, barring your finger being blown off. We don't want to hear that. But we're going to talk about why you're afraid of fireworks coming up.
Okay. Yeah. Including, I'll tell you the story how like my brother-in-law caught literally the whole backyard on fire because of fireworks.
All the hits. Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. My poor mother. She listens to the show and... you know, hey, look, Ma, I made it, and then here I am doing a butt barbecue.
She must be so proud.
She's got to be proud.
For the record, we did pull names out of a hat yesterday, and it could have been any one of us four, producer Nicole including, but of course my name gets pulled, and There I am.
I wrote Meanie's name for my name, too. Yeah.
You guys all probably cheated. Hey, my butt is still hot. Loren, I threw my boxers behind you. Feel them. And I bet you they're still hot from the barbecue. I mean, I was inches over the grill.
Yep, still warm.
But we're going to eat this sausage here in a little bit. Celebrate 4th of July.
Who would have thought it takes forever for sausage to cook? I mean, because like with hot dogs, man, you can eat those things raw.
Well, they're a little thinner than a kibasi.
I feel like for Labor Day, you should do the hot dog one.
Where I actually sit on the grill?
Dude, I don't know if you want to do that. Roy, I was right above it, and it was uncomfortably hot.
Do you have a blister where you hit the...
No, but it's red.
Yeah, so when we were going to song there, Manny actually made skin contact with the grill.
What was crazy was I was trying to get up, but when I made my move, I hit it. I didn't realize how close I was to it. Hey, let's line up some phone calls, though, and talk about why you are afraid of fireworks. 704-570-9595. I was talking to producer Nicole this morning when I got in, and she's like, I'm going somewhere to watch fireworks. And I was like, I like fireworks. I don't like to light them off with amateurs, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was at a party and this guy was lighting bottle rockets with his hand and then throwing them, and it worked. The guy had good timing. Like, he would light it, hold it, and throw it, and it would take off.
Oh, yeah, that's not safe.
One of my friends tried to do the same thing with, like, three of them, and he dropped them too early. And, like, they chased us through the garage. Yeah, and I'm, like, running for shelter. And I'm like, forget that. I don't like fireworks. So that's why I'm afraid of them. But
you don't play with them?
Not really.
I don't play with them either. I'm too scared.
And if you didn't blow off a finger or injure yourself, we want to know what other reason you are afraid of fireworks. 704-570-9595.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, I think it was last 4th of July, he was setting off fireworks, and he tried to do that cool thing where you line all the fireworks up in a row, just like how they do on, like, professional fireworks, and you have, like, a big grand finale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
And you light off, like, 20 at one time.
Yep.
Bad idea.
Yeah, I don't think it works like that. It's, like, all timed out on a system.
Yeah, and they have, like, cylinder things for protection.
Right.
These things are just massively exploding right next to each other. He started a massive, massive fire. And that for some odd reason, they didn't have a water hose. So here we are with buckets running back and forth with buckets from the house. I mean, and still today, you can look and like half the backyard is brown still. Where from that, the fire.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Nothing with the recrew.
Hey, that's a good finale.
Yeah, one hell of a show.
All right, we're going to take your phone calls coming up. Also, producer Nicole, did you find your dog? Finley was missing.
Yeah, I found my dog.
Okay, good. All right, phone calls on why you are afraid of fireworks coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.